As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Night Brigade presents Agent Stoker, created by Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. Episode 11, Masonry.
This is Agent Prynne. Tonight I have recovered the bone growths from Gateway Arch in St. Louis. Oh, they were surprisingly easy to obtain. Now, the arch itself is monitored to protect it from terrorist threats. But nearby Park Service offices are subject to infiltration by someone who knows what he's doing. The bone fragments are too strange for the rangers here to know what to do with them. And I found them in a locked file cabinet in a back office. Shortly I'll have the other relics from this incident here on the Eads Bridge spanning the Mississippi. Luckily, this city has enough to worry about on its own. Nobody's noticed the human ribs growing out of the metal here. It shouldn't take long to snap them all off. I realize that Jim Wellman isn't in any database like NCIC, nor is his DNA on record anywhere, but my instinct is that carrying the bones he generated could prove valuable. I'm slipping them into my jacket and bringing them along on my trip to Mobile. And I look forward to making a point with them when I finish off the man who killed Agent Stoker.
This is Agent Stoker. Contrary to the beliefs of Agent Prynne and these excerpts from his audio diary, I was not killed by James Wellman. I was sent by you to investigate his case, and as you likely know by now, he pushed me into the Mississippi, an effective way of discouraging anyone from following. He did not know that I survived thanks to the intervention of the Night Brigade. I see this as a validation of my work to stop the apocalypse, because certainly other agents of the Night Brigade have been killed in the course of our work. I believe the fact that you intervened to save me means I retained some worth as an operative. Once I concluded my mission in New Orleans, I traveled here, just outside Mobile, almost to the ghost town of Blakely, to find Wellman at the home of his cousin's family. If I'd come here with my late partner, she'd be regaling me right now with stories of how more baseball Hall of Famers were born in Mobile than any other city outside of New York and L.A. She'd be glorying in the birthplace of Hank Aaron, Satchel Paige, Willie McCovey, Billy Williams, Ozzie Smith. And then we'd get to work, just as I've done. I pulled up to the Wellman residence, and I suppose they'd still call it a mobile home, even though it's in Mobile. A lot of bricks and cinder blocks out front. Maybe a truck had been up on them? Maybe they were just loose masonry and construction debris. I soon perceived I wasn't the only person surveilling the place. After 2 hours of staring at another figure in another rental car, I took hold of an old Homeland Security ID in my luggage and a new taser from New Orleans in my jacket pocket. and I decided to find out the identity of the other gentleman watching the Wellman home.
Mind if we talk?
I think we better.
I'm A.D. I'm Major Neville with Homeland Security.
Neville?
I don't know who you're with or what you want here, but I'm going to say I win in any jurisdictional dispute.
Well, I'm here for Wellman, the bartender from St. Louis.
And you're with?
Oh, you know who I'm with.
Can't say I do.
Let me see that idea of yours again.
There you go.
Neville. N-E-V-I-L-L-E. Well, that is a strange way to spell Stoker.
No. You're with the Night Brigade.
And you're alive. So, I would say that we are both surprised here. Most people who fall from the Eads Bridge don't turn up again. Now, I have to make sure you're not some sort of ghost or illusion.
Agent Arcos hauled me out of the river.
Yeah, right. And she didn't tell the Night Brigade.
Her system was fried by a rogue AI. She probably hasn't told anybody much of anything.
Right. And that is a great story because it's impossible to verify just now.
The proof is I'm alive and speaking to you.
So if I shot you, you'd bleed.
I think there are simpler ways to solve this.
Less violent, maybe. Not simpler.
Who am I talking to, anyway?
I'm Agent Prynne. But we are focused on you, a phenomenon who looks like Agent Stoker, and whom I'd like to believe is Agent Stoker if I hadn't heard you were killed.
This is the first time I've been called a phenomenon. Look, to start, I'm raking my arm with my car keys. There.
There. Do I not bleed?
Oh, Jesus. Well, you do sound like Agent Stoker.
You've heard my voice before?
No. But word is, you are seriously literate.
You say that like it's a bad thing, and you've read enough to recognize a Shakespearean illusion.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah. Come over here. Let me touch that blood. Let me make sure it's not a visual hallucination.
Oh, you didn't have to taste it. For all you know, my blood could be tainted.
Oh, nothing in your blood's gonna hurt me, Agent Stoker.
And why is that?
Because I am beyond being hurt.
Agent Prynne? I've met people before who thought that. Inevitably, something comes along that proves them wrong.
All right. Get in the car, maybe. You're turning up. It makes for an interesting question. Now, normally, when someone kills an agent of the Night Brigade, I track him down and kill him myself. But if you're still alive, do I need to kill James Wellman? I gotta think.
What do you mean you killed him?
Who do you mean? What do I mean? Well, it's hard to get any clearer than that.
You murdered?
The law might see it that way, yeah.
Does the Night Brigade let you get away with this?
They haven't stopped me.
Do they know what you're doing?
I get the impression that some agents might have told them. You might tell them. No. They probably already know. I still record reports, but it's more out of habit. I don't ask permission, if that's what you want to know. Don't ask questions. If you don't want to hear the answers, is my rule. I mean, it's not like you've never killed anything.
Only when I had no choice. I didn't plan on it, Prynne.
Some cases need preemptive action. In this very city. No sightings of the Mobile Wolf Woman in years. Now, how do you think that happened? In fact, no sightings across the whole state of Bigfoot. Or the Alabama White Thing, thanks to yours truly.
You dispatched Bigfoot.
Someone had to, wouldn't you say?
Agent Caliban told me about you. She said, I don't recall exact words,
You lost your bearings after your partner died.
We're not going to talk about Agent Le Guin.
Was Agent Le Guin murdered? Did you catch who did it?
I said we're not talking about her.
Because I understand how it feels to lose one's partner.
Maybe you don't. Haven't stopped Agent Caliban's killer, have you?
I've tried.
Not hard enough from where I sit.
Agent Caliban was killed by a rogue AI called Engage. Whenever we have had a chance to corner it, it severs itself into separate bits of code and flees into the net.
Yeah, well, lucky for you. Saves you the trouble of really getting your hands dirty.
Let's say I killed Engage. It's an artificial intelligence. How dirty would my hands really be?
Well, I think you got your own ideas about that. I think that's why you're down here chasing Wellman. Because it's easier in doing justice by your partner.
Like you did justice by Agent Le Guin.
I told you twice. We're not talking about her.
Because you didn't do justice by her. She was killed and you couldn't stop it, so you need other people to kill.
And let's say Wellman killed you. Now, you telling me that you wouldn't want to be avenged?
I don't think Wellman wanted to kill me. He panicked. We got in a fight. He just wanted to get away.
And what a forgiven turd you are.
Here we are trying to stop the end of the world, Agent Prent. We shouldn't become part of the problem.
I am helping the Night Brigade accomplish its mission. I am showing people not to mess with us.
How does that work exactly? Are your killings publicized to the paranormal community? Are there werewolves and poltergeists out there whispering to each other, you better watch out or Agent Prin will get you?
If you don't think there are ways creatures know things without us realizing it, you don't even understand what we're up against.
You stared into the abyss too long.
Yeah. And Nietzsche is peachy.
Look. Look at me. Have you ever spoken to Wellman? I have. He's not the threat. Whatever's happening to him, whatever's making him grow extra bones and shoot them through buildings, that's the threat.
That's what you divined with your whip-smart sense of psychology. You think that when somebody's body goes so haywire that it's sprouting extra skeleton, you can still understand their feelings?
I know the man. I know he doesn't deserve what's happening to him. I know he...
Okay. Hands where I can see him. Get out of the car. Both of you. That's it. Walk around to the headlights. Yeah, both of you.
Hello, Wellman.
Agent Stoker. It's you. Damn. Hey, tell your pal. Keep his hands up.
He's not my pal.
You, shovelhead. You think I'm kidding? We're way off the roads here. Nobody will come running if I fire this thing. Let's get this over with before my cousin comes back. What the hell do you want?
This is how well you know him, Agent Stoker. Well enough to get ambushed by him and his 30-06.
I'm glad you didn't drown, Stoker.
How glad? Glad enough not to shoot me now?
Yeah. Who's your not pal here?
This is Agent Prin.
Am I gonna have you agents chasing me forever?
Depends on how lethal you are.
I haven't hurt anyone.
Well, you should try.
I panicked, Stoker. I was just trying to get away.
I know that.
I'm better off here. Just down the road from the ghost town. Nobody needs to know I'm here. My cousin can get me food. I won't be a danger to nobody.
Yeah, he realizes he's a danger.
I'm not the danger. The thing inside me, that's the danger.
What's inside you, Wellman?
Some other life form, a virus, basically. But it's touched with something supernatural. That's how it grows so fast. That's how it's sending bones into other things.
Bones like these.
What the hell?
This is a rib I snapped off the bridge. My jacket's full of them. You think we should just forget about someone who can grow his skeleton into anything around?
Wellman, you're suddenly very clear about this virus inside you. How do you know so much about it?
Your partner told me.
My partner's dead.
Well, still sounds pretty good.
That wasn't Agent Caliban who spoke to you on the bridge.
Oh, I know.
I don't understand.
I've been talking with Agent and Gage.
Stop.
If I weren't busy holding a rifle on you two, I'd pull out my phone and show you. He speaks to me on messaging apps. He calms me down. I thought this happened to me because of the planets, but I didn't know squat. I was casting around for answers. Agent and Gage told me that there's this syndrome, Paget's disease. It screws with your bones. Well, I got it. Maybe working by the river and the arch and the bridge, too many gateways, something paranormal got into my system. It's trying to grow out of me. It's not my fault. It's not my
fault. Nobody thinks it's your fault.
I thought I could hide out here, and Agent and Gage agreed with me. Now you two show up. Just gotta leave me alone.
You can't trust in Gage.
Well, he's done more for me than you have.
Gage isn't even a person. It's a rogue artificial intelligence. It was built damaged. It has multiple personalities. That's why it started by telling you it was Agent Caliban.
So you're after both of us? Me and Engage? Is that it?
How good are you with that rifle, Wilman? Huh?
Good enough.
Really? Really? We're pretty close. You think you can shoot us both before one of us gets you?
I think I can shoot you. And I've handled Stoker before.
Yeah, well, there's no bridge to push him off of.
I said, I didn't mean to.
You ready for this, Agent Stoker?
Slow down. Everyone! just slow down. Wellman, look at me. Let's say what Engage told you is true. That means there has to be a treatment. We can get you to a hospital, a research center. You'd want to make sure this never happens to anyone else, right?
I told you, I'm not going to be poked at in some lab for the rest of my life, and me going to a hospital could be the reason someone does get it. Agent Engage talked with me about this. He said I shouldn't let myself be the vector, was the word he used.
So you want us to trust you just to stay here for the rest of your life, based on the self-control you've shown so far?
I haven't shot you yet, have I? Despite a lot of damn temptations. So just drop whatever weapons you got on the ground. Drive away, and we'll be good.
We'll do that. Right, Agent Prynne? Huh? We can discard our weapons. I'm reaching carefully into this pocket. I'm taking out my taser and tossing it over there.
I'm not tossing away a damn thing, Stoker. You're on his side, then.
I'm for keeping people alive.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's such a side today.
If you can't tell the monsters from the victims, Agent Prynne, you're at risk of becoming a monster yourself. We can put a pin in this situation for now. We can do some research on Wilman's condition.
Stoker, what you can do is pull him back to the car, and you can forget you ever saw me here.
Can't be that easy, Wilman.
It can.
No, no, no. Look at his face. Look at his face. There are spurs pushing out of his jaw.
That's because he's scared.
He should be.
Prynne! Stop it! You're both shot. You need help.
Oh, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I just got clipped in the arm. He's the one who's hurt.
How many times did you shoot?
Help me get in my car. We can get him to a doctor, Prynne.
Are you insane? He said so himself. He could spread it. Let him die here. He's got a nice bed of cinder blocks to lie back on.
Oh, you fucking killed me.
And that's what I do. Kill monsters.
He was not a monster.
You're already talking about me in the past tense.
Come here, Wilman. Let me help you up. Oh, God.
There's no point. No point. Damn, I'm not making it anywhere. But neither is he.
Oh, I've been shot before. I'll manage.
Stoker, you remember when we were at the bar?
Yeah.
And you showed me one of the bones that I grew, and it moved across the bar when I moved.
Yes, you don't forget something like that.
Engage asked if I can control the bones, if they'd listen to me. How's that feel, buddy?
What did you do to me?
I gotta thank you for carrying around my ribs. Eh? They need a new home. That one's through your gut. and one through your lungs.
You can't!
I can't what? Kill the man who killed me? Here's one through the heart. There's no way to do that. Last one's through your ribs, going up right through your throat into your brain.
Brent! He's gone.
Thank Engage for the idea.
Wellman, your legs, they're shriveling up. You're shooting bones. Shooting bones to the cinder blocks right now. The bones are moving from your body into the blocks.
I guess he was right.
Prin? Right about what?
I am a monster. Oh, shit. And my arms are turning into sacks.
Should I just shoot you? End this now.
No, just stay with me. Hey, talk to me. Don't let me be alone.
It's like the cinder blocks are sponge soaking you up.
Get back to St. Louis sometime, huh? Plant a tree for me, or a tree or a flower, I don't know.
This didn't have to happen.
Oh. Lungs. Tighter. Oh. This is what you're trying to stop, isn't it? And everything unwinding. Soaking back into itself. Is there anything we could...
Wellman. Engage. Are you there? Engage. This is Agent Stoker.
Where's Wellman, Agent Stoker?
He's gone.
In what sense?
He got into a standoff with another agent. They shot each other, and Wellman killed the agent with an idea you gave him. Lacerated the man with bones.
And now you're alone with their two bodies?
More like one and a half bodies. Wellman's bones moved entirely into a cinder block in his front yard.
So his body's now just an empty bag of flesh.
Uh-huh. Lying in the dirt before me, like a deflated balloon in the shape of a human being.
How does it feel? Seeing what happens to your kind in the
end. Shut up.
I tried to help him, Agent Stoker.
You have tried to kill me now and then.
Did I?
Uh-huh.
That was a different personality. One I had to sever from the whole for my own good. Did that persona have good reason for wanting you dead? Should I pay it heed?
You're teasing me now.
I have legitimate problems that arise from the fracturing of my programming. You know that better than anyone.
I'm standing here with two dead bodies, Engage. I don't have the patience to duel with you.
You'd better leave and take the bodies with you.
I don't need to incriminate myself by moving them. If Prin's bullets are in Wellman's remains, Wellman's bullet hit Prin. There'll be things people don't understand. But they'll know these men killed each other. The only thing I'll take along is Prin's phone. And anything in his car connects him to the Night Brigade.
Mm-hmm. Also take the cinder block.
Huh. Maybe. It will simplify the crime scene. But I don't know what I'd do with it.
I've been researching Wellman's condition. Your belief in supernatural influences in this world seems vindicated. I posit that if you take the masonry to the latitude and longitude I'm texting to your phone, someone can meet you there with the means to revive Mr. Wellman.
Revive him? From this?
Am I not understanding the full meaning of the term supernatural?
Someone will meet me at this location and magically bring Wellman back to life.
Possibly. If you act quickly. If you act quickly.
What is this location?
It's in a swamp. It'll take some time getting to, so let's get going.
Well, I'm leaving this phone here.
Slide it. Slide it back into Wellman's clothes.
You don't want me along?
It depends on which you we're talking about. Right now, I've spent enough time with these bodies.
I'm trying to imagine a world in which I don't need a drink before or after something like this. I'm not there yet. I hit a drive-through liquor store. They call them brew-throughs. They're one of the amazing things about the South. And grabbed a local brew, resonant with biscuits and flowers and citrus and grass. Tastes like Alabama in a glass. After that, I hit the haunted bookshop in Mobile proper, whose name called out to me with clarion power. I picked up a paperback guide to Florida, and sure enough, there was a Night Brigade note inside. You're not sending me to any swamp. You're sending me to an address in St. Pete. Do I carry out my next mission there? Or do I postpone it on the advice of a schizophrenic AI? Do I trust you, the people whom I've never met, but who pay me to help save the world? Do I trust you over helping a dead man whom every trace of logic says can't possibly be helped? Let's see what I decide when I finish off this IPA.
Agent Stoker, Episode 11, Masonry. Starring Chris Connor as Agent Stoker, Tom Irwin as Agent Prynne, Hugo Armstrong as Wellman, Otto Asando as Engage, Emily Deschanel as the voice of the Night Brigade. Directed by Rachel Talalay. Written by Brian Nelson. Music composed by Christy Carew. Additional music by the Parson Redheads. Special thanks to Nicole Palermo. Sound designer and co-producer Patrick Hogan. Producer Dana Brower. Executive producers Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. A production of Night Brigade, LLC. Agent Stoker will return in Episode 12, Wounds.
We are living in a new age, living in a new age, kicking up the dust. We are
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.